What's up, guys? Adam Carr here with the second episode of Horribly Hollywood Single, brought to you by AfterBuzz TV. Some of the worst dating stories told by some of the best guests in Hollywood. Speaking of guests, I have Darren Capozzi coming up next.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode 2 of Horribly Hollywood Single. We have more stories, we have more guests. We're gonna keep talking about this dumpster fire dating LA scene. It gets worse and worse each week. Thank you so much for coming back. We absolutely love doing the show here with you at AfterBuzz. I am your host, Adam Carr. If this is your first time joining us, make sure to go back and maybe give a gander to episode 1. I'm going to be your trusty pilot here for this series. Why? Why, you might ask? Well, let's see. I dated a sex addict for a while. I took out a homeless girl. They need love, too. One time, I was even blackmailed by a Filipino gold digger on Skype. And, I don't go on Skype anymore, but someday we'll tell that story. I want to introduce our second guest here that we've officially had on Horribly Hollywood Single. He sent over 280 episodes of Funny You Should Ask. He warms up the crowds for America's Got Talent and World of Dance. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mr. Darren Capozzi.
Oh.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. You know, listening to that, your voice, intro voice.
Yeah.
If I was gay, you'd be like 15 on my list.
Really?
Yeah.
15?
Yeah, just that voice alone. Waking me up to that voice.
15th spot?
15. Does anyone want pancakes? I'm Adam. I've slept with some trannies. Do you like syrup? That was just I felt more in love with you.
It's a great voice. I worked on it.
we could tell.
Very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Darren, so much for being here.
Mm-hmm. Should I let myself out?
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys validate.
Love you to pieces, and we're done.
I'm going to end on this.
So I'd also like to give a quick shout out here, intro our wonderful producer in the booth, the married voice of reason for our show, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jeff Graham. Thank you so much for being here.
Adam, I feel like each week I have to have a new boring food item, so let's say I'm your bowl of cornflakes.
Oh, right. So you were the oatmeal last week.
Yes.
You're the cornflakes this week. I want to say you're the first, 2 minutes of cornflakes. After that, they get a little soggy.
Fair enough.
Not really.
I'm the best part of eating cornflakes.
That's right. Jeff and I are both from Ohio. You don't know this, Darren, but we both grew up in Cleveland. Very wholesome people. LeBron James did great things in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
He married his college sweetheart. He never dated in L.A., right? Lucky bastard.
Lucky bastard.
Every time I hear that.
That's why he's the cornflakes.
Yeah, that's why.
But he's the cornflakes at 99 cent store, spelled with K.
Oh, that's good. Spelled special K.
Special cornflakes.
There it is. Special K. So,
you never dated anyone in L.A.
I've actually never dated in L.A.
You're winning.
So, I guess that's what I'm learning.
Hashtag winning.
Yeah.
You're Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, the longer I produce this show, the more I learn that I think I escaped a landmine. So,
it's so
great.
Much more than a landmine. It's like if a landmine exploded and then there was a biohazard virus and then you became like a zombie and gnawed off your own arm. I feel like that's pretty close.
I'm still hung up on that. You said hashtag Charlie Sheen. Oh, because he says he's winning.
Yeah, winning.
Oh, because that's right. Okay.
Tiger blood.
Because then I started thinking, because he's got AIDS.
Oh, no.
Because Magic Johnson is winning at that.
And that's how you bring the show down. Okay. We're going to go into a little dating statistic article here. I read from this a little bit from last week. This is a BuzzFeed article. It's top 27, you're dating in L.A., things unique to dating in Los Angeles. Because that, to me, is the whole point of this show. This isn't talking about how great life is. It's talking about just the massive dumps of dating that we've all had to take from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's also the name of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Darren, what would I do with that? Yeah, I don't want to record Siri's voice. I want to record your voice just saying, hey, dumbass, do this. Okay. So something unique to dating in Los Angeles from BuzzFeed. You've been asked to read someone's script after a few dates. I'm pretty sure I've done this. I don't think it's ever been done to me, but I'm pretty sure. Have you ever done that before? Read a script? Do you have a screenplay that you're dying to get some girl to read?
No, because most of the girls I date can't read. So,
that's good.
That's good. They can't.
You stopped it.
No, I don't think I've ever been to a girl. I've never dated. See, what I need to do is date someone that's like a CEO at Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's when,
Right. They just denied, they're part-time employees, healthcare. I'm sure they're going to have time to read your script.
They're going to...
When you that wasn't personal. Jeff, your wife, I mean, do you guys read screenplays now together that you're married?
Yeah, I mean, she's a writer, so
she's a writer, yeah.
You know, both of us, you know, kind of who in LA isn't writing, right? I feel like even your server at In-N-Out's also a writer. But yeah, she's luckily not only a great partner in love, but also creatively as well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's
it's nice if you can find your
match. This guy over
he puts
here.
Like you, I know. I feel like you and I, we get a little bitter, and then Jeff goes, actually, guys.
Let me just tell you about unicorns.
You know, let me just tell you. So
you basically found yourself a unicorn, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because she's intelligent, and you're in love.
My girlfriend and I write together. I don't think we talked about writing initially in the first couple months of dating. I think my thing was always I would bring women out to see my stand-up. Like the first date or so, that was my fishing with dynamite tactic. Come out, have a few drinks, laugh at my jokes, and then I'll take you to dessert.
On a first date.
Maybe. Sometimes I did that on a first date a couple times.
You bring a girl to a stand-up show.
I just went balls out.
That's
my thought was, if you don't think I'm good or funny, none of what's going to come in the next couple weeks is going to change.
Because dessert's going to be awful then.
So, yeah. So get the ice cream with the brownie.
Get the ice cream with brownie.
let me valet. speaking of which, if someone doesn't have a car, that's a real problem. Yes, it is. Because in Los Angeles, you need a car to get everywhere. You can take public transportation, actually. I mean, you can take the metro. You can... Oh, so, wait. I'm contradicting myself.
Well, I think with Uber and Lyft...
It's much easier.
It's much easier. I mean, I feel like if you're in Ohio, call back to your home state.
Oh, yeah.
Middle of...
The Buckeye State.
Buckeye State.
We've decided...
I feel like in
presidents.
What's the name of your town?
Solon. Yeah. I grew up in Solon. But Cleveland is the city.
Right. Solon. I feel like if you didn't have a car in Solon.
Right.
You'd be. No? Is that right?
Yeah,
I've never been to Solon.
I don't know how you'd get around. I don't think there's. You'd have to call. Yeah. Taxis and stuff would be like downtown.
See. But right now, you're going to get an email later.
Right now,
We have Uber in Solon. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah. We have your Uber.
We have your securities here. Hope you enjoy your stay in Solon forever.
Stay here, please. So, let's see. Next one, if it's only permit parking by the person's house, then you're never staying at their place. And this is a very true thing because permit parking in Los Angeles, I used to live in Hollywood, and you'd have to, drive around. That's the thing you forget. Like, you have your day, right? Imagine your day. It's long. It's exhausting. You're barely making enough money. You probably have to get, two or three jobs just to make ends meet. Maybe you have insurance. Maybe you don't. All that stuff, and then at the end of the night, you have to drive around for 40 minutes to find a parking spot. Mm-hmm. I think that chips away at your soul in this city, just a little bit.
Well, I think when you said you maybe have insurance, maybe you don't, that's definitely chipping away at your soul. That was that little detail. That detail. But, yes, I think, because I have an underground parking, and people say, how high is your rent? And I say, 35% of that is for parking.
It's for the peace of mind.
Peace of mind. Underground park.
You don't want to deal with that stuff.
No, I'm not.
End of the day.
First of all, I'm not an animal. let's just be honest.
I'd rather, yeah. What would you say? So it's like $300, $350?
I would say $500.
Holy
is
moly.
Your rent. Think about it. The
it's
peace
worth
of
it.
Mind. And then you can take that extra $500 and get health care.
So.
Came full circle.
I think I went 3 months without health care. It's like when you had to switch over. Do you remember the switch?
The switchover.
Okay, I suck at adulting. Okay, I'm figuring it out. I know. Have you ever tried to sign up for health insurance? All that stuff. It's crazy.
I've been lucky to have it through SAG. So.
Oh, good for you.
Basically, they just mail it and then I pay a check. So I have a
basically.
But listen, I've heard
things are going well. In order to qualify for insurance for SAG, you have to qualify. You have to make at least.
You gotta crush it.
You gotta make $30,000 a year?
Well, $18,000 for tier two.
Minus
$37,000 for tier one.
What?
So if you. Yeah, okay. $18,000. Well, they just upped it.
Oh, they just upped it.
If we want to get serious about what SAG is doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, it only costs $4,000 to get in these days. So.
That's true. Oh, my gosh. Once you get into that.
Because they do so much for you.
That's nice.
You know what SAG is? What SAG is.
So it's a red flag.
SAG's a red flag. SAG is a big red flag.
We love SAG.
We do.
You need the unions. I got to tell you, I was in China for 2 months making a movie, And you know what they don't have over there?
Unions.
Unions, yeah. So, really? No. Over there, they work 7 days a week, like 18-hour days. I will say, like, we're not perfect here. We have a lot of things that we need to work on. But you know what's great about this country? We get to say that stuff sucks.
Right.
And, like, men in suits don't come to our hotel rooms, offer us tea. We drink it. We wake up in a warehouse. We don't know what happened. Now we're enemies of the state. That was a cautionary tale when I was in China.
That is a pitch you can do on a first date for a movie.
So, yes, stand up on the first date. Don't do what I did constantly. I'm pretty sure, too, a couple times, I know, like, I would get to a, I'd get to a date early and just start pre-drinking because I'd be nervous.
Right. But don't you, aren't you...
Wait,
I got it. Thanks.
So, yeah,
aren't you nervous that, listen, we've all eaten it on a show.
Yeah.
But what happens if you eat it? Then when you come off stage, what's that interaction like?
Not possible.
Oh, it's not possible to eat it. Got it. Okay.
Well, to me, it's really.
That's never happened to me.
The only I'm sorry. I acknowledge what you're saying. Sucks for you. I would say I do really well with, like, pressurized situations. So if you say, like, someone's going to be in the audience, you may or may not be having sex with them later. We don't know. It kind of depends on what happens tonight. Try your best. I'm going to roll with it. Mm-hmm. I'm like a Captain Kirk. Like, it's always a win-win.
Chris Pine or the original?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
It's the test that Jeff, come on, you're from Ohio.
Jeff, you
I need more. It's like that test, Kobayashi.
The test that you have to take in Star Trek when you're, and like, oh, and Kirk rigs it, so he...
I'm more of a Wars and less of a Trek,
oh,
unfortunately.
Oh, my God.
I think the question is Shatner or Pine is what we're looking
Shatner
for.
Shatner or Pine. Both. Yeah. That's the question. He said a combination of both.
Copy that.
Yeah, that's what we got.
Combination. Okay. So, and yeah, permit parking, if you've ever, yeah, the not parking after 2 a.m., that's a big thing all over L.A. in certain places. Because my girlfriend now, we live together, mm-hmm. but when I used to live in Hollywood, drive to Playa Vista, which was a bit of a schlep, like, you know, mm-hmm. and I was like, I'm going to make this work. I'm not going to make excuses this time.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to do great. But I'd get, like, so many parking tickets. Because sometimes, like, you park on this street, and then there's street sweeping here, and then there's this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, again...
It's hard to read.
It's an extra thing you have to do.
Yeah.
Like, parking, I want to see this person. Oh, great. Where's the signs? Yeah, thank you. Do you know, when you look at that stuff...
That's nothing. Yeah. Like,
that
you
is
need, you
ratcheting
need...
up. Like, why do I have anxiety? That. I came out here. That started happening. I never saw that in Cleveland. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not mad.
But you should put one of those in Cleveland.
So, all right. So, Darren,
I'm still hung up on the fact that you invite girls to your first date on a show.
What's the difference? I know I was terrible. Could you tell? I think I was self-sabotaging.
That's self-sabotage.
I mean, I didn't. I did that very well.
Because I did that once.
Oh, you did that once?
Yes.
Which means you did it like 10 times. Anytime some guy says, I've only done that once.
I did it once.
It means you're floating it just to see what the crowd reaction is.
But I knew there's going to be 300 people in the audience.
Oh,
so
shit.
I knew.
I will tell you, my favorite thing watching you do stand-up in the area is that even if I know certain jokes that you've done, I know where you're going to go, you immediately are cool with throwing it out the window and just saying, let's just see what happens tonight. Someone's going to say something, someone's going to try to heckle me, and you just run with it. It's a very cool thing to see.
Oh, okay. Because
it's still something to me like I haven't mastered. So I will just eat it and kind of go, oh, right, where was I? And, like, try to get back to it and maybe feel around. But to me, you, that high wire without a net, that's your comfy home. You're very good at that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
So.
But a lot of failure. It took a lot of failure.
I've failed
more at crowd work than I've done well, I think.
I think people forget that out here, especially you fail so much. We say it. Mm-hmm. But then when it starts happening to you, you go, oh, my God, I shouldn't be doing this. I'm terrible. I suck. No. The failure is the best possible thing to happen to you. Because so many times, what you need to learn faster is what doesn't work instead of what does work. Because if you only focus on you winning or what does work or it's super comfortable, you suck.
Well, yeah. Once you get out of that comfort zone.
You need to know infinitely. There's so many more options that fail. You need to figure those out first.
This is my father when he sees my stand-up. You know, when you do that crowd stuff, that's what you got to be doing, the jokes. But do the crowd stuff. I'm like, Dad, you know, I wrote some jokes.
Yeah. It's some stuff.
Do the crowd. When you talk to the crowd, That's where you're at.
Do you have a very, is he like a really nice, supportive father?
Yeah.
Business and everything? I have a great supportive father, too.
He's supportive. Yeah.
Isn't that? Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, he's Italian. He's like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, do that.
My, do the thing where you tell the joke.
Do that.
So, you've been dating in L.A.?
I've been dating in L.A.
You date from time to time. You've even told some jokes, some stories.
I've told some stories from time to time.
I recently... Horribly Hollywood stuff.
Horribly. Here's the thing about dating in L.A. And because housing is so expensive.
Oh, my God.
It's so expensive. I was out on a disco.
That's how old I am.
I was at a disco. But I'm dancing with a girl. Mm-hmm. And we dance. And then we dance all the way back to her parents' house. She lives with her parents.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, whatever.
You dance all the way back to the
parents' house. Because, you know,
how old is she?
I have a rule.
Lives with her parents.
I have a rule, ABD, always be dancing. She's 27.
I was going to say 19. Good for you.
27.
Good for you, north of 25.
27.
Okay.
Oh, she could have lied.
By the way, 27, little known fact. They say 27 is your body's physical prime. At 27, we're the best physically... like we're ever supposed to be. So if you stay in shape, keep working, we're fine.
Wait, so you're saying at 27, and so it's downhill?
It's technically downhill.
So I'll tell you something. I play ice hockey every Sunday.
So
I play ice hockey every Sunday, and we had to. What's happening?
Oh no! Just last show, Nick Holbridge talked a lot about Michael Vartan and how he plays ice hockey. Do you ever see Michael Vartan with ice hockey?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, forget it.
I don't know who Michael Vartan is.
That was a throwback that didn't work. I can't believe you didn't go with it. Yeah, you know, forget it. He was on Alias, Monster in Law. You know, I know more about him than you.
I don't know who that is.
Never been kissed.
I've never been. No,
you never saw.
No.
This is why I was single.
I'm sorry.
All right, so 27-year-old.
I'm sorry. I was busy trying to get laid.
Yeah.
Never been. Let's put on never being kissed. I was trying to get kissed.
So, hey, I knew a girl back in college.
Come on over. Listen, but put a pop in the VCR. Never been kissed.
You didn't?
No.
I just figured if I played to what the women wanted, I could show that I'm sensitive, and that would be better.
See, you're not a 3% man.
So the 27-year-old brings her back to her parents' house.
So, but yeah, we go back to it, but it's her parents. It's this Malibu beach house.
Oh yeah.
So we go back
beach
to this
front property
right on the water, three levels up. I've been around, but this was the most expensive home I've ever been in.
Oh yeah.
But then as we're walking through, she's like talking way too loud. I was like, "Whoa, wait, what are you doing?" She's like, "Oh, I forgot to tell you, my parents aren't home."
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm gonna get laid."
Yeah. Check it out. Oh yeah.
And then steal something too. I could use a chandelier.
Have you stolen stuff from people?
No, but I thought it.
Gosh.
But she brings me through this museum, and then I come across a display case of Emmys.
So you're at the Getty.
I'm at the Getty. Pretty much at the Getty. But I come across a display case of Emmys.
Oh, boy.
Dad's an executive of a very popular television show.
Oh, boy. Daddy's making it.
I won't tell you the name of the show. I'll give you the initials. NCIS.
I can't. Is that on Netflix?
I don't know. Is that next to Never Been Kissed?
Is that Never Been Kissed is a great movie, and it's very realistic at the end. She waited on that baseball mound.
Really? So is Avatar. After we're done with this, I'm going to show you another real movie.
God.
Okay. So NCIS. So we start to, you know.
Oh, my God. So wait, at that point, too, are you like, because do you go out for regular acting stuff, or is it
I do go out for regular acting. Yeah, I do go
out. Okay, so are you maybe thinking, talk to your dad.
I could talk to your dad.
See what's up.
I got to be cool.
Maybe you might marry into this family. Maybe daddy wants to throw you a little role.
Everything. I thought all of that.
Right?
Yeah, I was like, be cool.
Right, be cool. Don't even ask about it. Don't even care.
I did leave a couple headshots.
As you should.
Yeah.
On the bed?
Because we only have 80 of them in the backseat of our car.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, who has headshots anymore? Seriously.
Back in the day, you did, though.
From a commercial audition from 1998. I love that. When casting directors used to say, like, where's your headshots? I'm like, it's all digital now. No one cares about headshots anymore.
No one even looks at headshots anymore.
Was it black and white? Please tell me it was black and white.
They're all black and white.
Yeah. So quiet, can hear you gargle the water almost. That's my headshot.
Wow.
So we call that the Ed Helms.
Oh, he might that be, is. What is that headshot?
Right? That's like very office.
It's got a little bit of a. I'm quirky. I'm a commercial guy.
Yeah, it's got the Ed Helms, from Hangover, like, bye.
Bye.
Like,
yeah.
That's my, yeah. That's and one of my.
What is that from 18 years ago? When was that headshot taken?
Last year. What are you talking about? 18 years ago. So.
Was it last year?
Anyway.
I don't know who that
this
is.
This was last year.
That's someone with a Superman shirt.
Superman.
What is that about?
Superman. It's a great.
That person,
do you have a problem with Superman?
I don't know. The person that has one honest friend in life. Dude, Stan, take the Superman t-shirt off in your headshot. What is that happening? I listen, he's a good-looking person. But
I want people to associate me with America's superhero.
Are we just finding weird headshots?
It's all about subliminal. We're going on here. Let's find some old headshots of you. What do you
have? I'll probably have fun.
You have something.
It's got to be something.
Just search Darren Capozzi getting arrested. Oh, there it is. Oh, that's good.
There it is.
Oh, look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all baby-faced.
I'm sorry. That was last week.
That was That's the guy. What are you talking about?
Look at that guy.
You would definitely play like the informant or somebody like on NCIS who's just like, we didn't know she needed her inhaler. Like, in the end, someone died. Like, something like, I could see.
The informant tells about the inhaler. Whatever.
The informant. Or the witness.
The witness.
Whatever.
Or the guy.
Just go with it. It's my girlfriend does this. You're arguing like semantics when you know what I was trying to say. So I hate that. Is that what you meant to say? Well, then you should say this. I'm like, you knew what I wanted.
Did not at all.
By the way, Amy, I love you, sweetie.
She's the best, by the way.
She's the best. Dude.
Yeah, so midway through, the girl says, pick me up. That was her thing. She's like, pick me up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but like when you're like 27 and a 27-year-old girl says, you know, pick you up in physical prime, you're like, all right, get a running start, come in on a stallion, jump off a fucking roof. But you know.
But
when you're 47, you're like,
what? You're not 47.
46.
There's no way. You're not 46.
I'm 46.
You're 46?
46.
Shut the hell up. I did not think that.
Yeah. How old did you think it was?
I thought you were like maybe 41, 42.
That's not a compliment.
Like, yeah. There's an extra. There's a superfluous
that's not a
5 years. Superfluous five, like early 40s is different than mid 40s.
But that's a different feel. 30, you could have said 39. You could have made me feel but good about myself.
Oh my gosh. What, are you my. Okay.
What? Should I text you?
No, don't text me. Please don't text me. So anyway, back here in the show, I just gave a compliment.
Do you know what we could do? We could do the TV show Odd Couple together.
Oh, we could.
With those headshots.
Well, which one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like you'd be the slob.
Mm hmm.
I would be Mr. Organizer.
Mr. Organizer.
I got to tell you, we have reverse gender roles. Like, living at home, like, I love cleaning. I love organizing.
I love organizing.
Oh, I'm like a Stepford wife.
I am OCD.
I'm just like, let me do the countertops. Yes. Let me do the tables.
We would live great together.
She's like, hey, we have this stuff. I'm like, oh my God, let me take care of this.
Yeah, me too.
It's even gotten to the point where I'm like, hey, I can do some stuff, like, over here. And she's like, no, that's my stuff. Let me, and I have to remember, give her that space.
Are you OCD? Because I clean.
Gosh.
People come over to me and always say to me, how do you keep your place so clean? I go, because I'm not an animal.
Because I'm not an animal. I definitely notice a correlation between the more I clean, the less stressed or anxious I feel. Like, if stuff's everywhere.
Right.
Like, and we've all had one of those days.
Yes.
/ weeks. Maybe going into borderline month. But, you know, that where you just haven't picked up stuff for a while. And then finally, I just have this snapping fit of, like, Hulk rage where I'm like, Dad, I'm cleaning up everything. And I just go crazy.
I went through a breakup recently and that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
I don't remember her name.
Mm.
It's probably for the best.
She was great.
That was a wink. Clearly.
No, she was.
There
actually,
was some subtext.
No, it's fine. No. But I'm a very clean person. But I found myself going back to my childhood days and stuff was everywhere.
It's tough.
Everywhere. And it's tough.
Ooh, sometimes you have to, you know, I've learned relationships. Mm. Do you want to be like right or do you want to be in a relationship? That's the biggest thing.
Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Oh, that's it. Do you have to do that on my show?
Mm-hmm.
Could you have just gone along with it? You knew what I was saying.
But that's the thing, right? Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And most people want to be right.
That's
true. Most people, when they become to the age of 27, that's your physique. That's
right.
Also, by the time you're 27, if you don't want to change your ways, you'll be the same person from 27 on.
Oh, I totally.
Unless you do inside work. So the person they are at 27, you know.
Is probably going to be there at 46.
That's going to be at 46. Saying. That's what I'm saying, 46. Okay. Unless you want to work on yourself.
You're saying you're set. You're saying you're done.
No, I'm still working. I'm still working too. Evolving.
Dude, I didn't even realize. I feel like as I got into like a serious relationship,
mm-hmm.
and now that's especially why I wanted to do the show, because I can step out of where I was before, because I was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Like up to like, you know, 4 or 5 years ago still, I was just, whew, bottles of Jameson, bags of Jack in the Box. Just seven or eight.
Anything with a J.
Anything with a J. J date. I was doing all of it. Jews for Jesus, I dabbled. There's some little things in there. Any other little dating stories, cautionary tales? What do you notice most about dating out here that's kind of different than dating elsewhere?
Well, this is out here. The grass is always greener.
Oh.
There's so many options. And what's happening with men and women, they're getting rewarded for their horrible behavior.
Oh.
So guys will chase women. They will go after women. They'll get ghosts, and they'll reward these women with horrible behavior. So instead of being a man, and, you know, lots of guys out here let women treat them like doormats.
Sure.
You know, so either you have to, you know, say, oh, my God, I have legs, and walk away.
Yeah.
But a lot of people stay there and let that woman treat that. Because a lot of women, you know, unless you talk to a woman and find out that they're, you know, they don't have daddy issues, they actually have a good relationship with their mother or their father. Actually, you know, if an argument happened growing up and they both went to bed eventually saying I love you to each other, that's a healthy relationship. But
that's
most of these women have learned, you know, about, you know, silencing, you know, just arguing and screaming because that's what they learned.
Oh boy!
So
ghosting. I've had some good ghostings.
Yeah,
that's always weird. You always just wonder, like, where did you go?
I want to do a show about that.
So for a lot of you who maybe aren't dating or don't know, like, ghosting is literally where you're talking to someone and then you just block their number, never talk to them again.
We should just do a show where we just have girls on and go,
why?
Like, no judgment.
There's still some monster ghosts in the back of your mind where you're like,
why?
I said, like, everything was good. You seemed happy.
Why is it so hard
you
for
never
you to
know.
Be like, why? Because you don't have to be face to face.
Oh, yeah.
It's still a like, all you have to do is say, you're a great guy. You're a great gal.
Yeah.
It's just not working out for me. Why is that a coward? Why are you so cowardly to
just
hit
say,
send?
Yeah. Just say, I don't feel it.
But
they can't.
That's like dating actresses.
Oh, boy.
You know.
That's a little personal.
That's, but because you know, I
remember I went out with a woman. I met her at a Starbucks. It was like it's the Starbucks that's at Santa Monica and Wilshire at that juncture. And we were talking, and she did the, oh, something's happening. I have to get going. And I was like, oh, okay. And then she was like, why don't you meet me in the valley in a little bit? So I was like, oh, she still wants to keep talking. Right. Which I was like, if she's going to do the, I have to go. I was like, I get where this is going. But she was like, oh, let's meet in the valley. And she basically said, like, follow me and we'll drive. And then she's like, we'll go this way. And then we started driving and she just went the opposite way, gunned it. I got stopped at a stoplight. Texted her everything, never responded, and ghosted me that way. Ooh. Which I was like, why did you even attempt?
By the way, that's a great ghost.
That's a great ghost, right? Because I was like, she could have stopped. She could have just said, yeah, my cat, I got to feed it. I have a ficus that's on fire.
Anything.
You don't know. But instead she was like, let's continue this. And then she was like, game on. Her ghosting was proactive. So I had to, you know.
You gotta applaud that one.
I had to get respect. But I used to do the thing where, like, 6 months later, if I was, like, alone, drunk, not feeling great, I would scroll back through who I hadn't talked to in a while.
And say, what's up?
And be like, hey, what's up? You know.
And then they would never
1 a.m. No, I'd always get a response, typically. And it was like, oh, like, new phone, who dis, right? Everybody does that. And you're like, well, with modern technology now, you don't really lose contacts anymore. You just delete people.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, oh, no, it's me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's just not going to work. And then, like, again, nothing. So I'd be like, oh, so they care enough to respond. But there's something, yeah, psychologically to that ghosting. I'm sure. I'm not perfect. I know I probably did it 3 or 4 times.
Well, here's the problem. And here's the problem with men and women who ghost.
Yeah.
These beautiful people that ghost. They're eventually going to age out.
So
you know what I mean?
I discussed this last week, too. I told Nicole, I was like,
they're eventually going to age out, meaning that.
Find you at 40, find you at 50.
35 years old, 38 years old, dudes are not going to hit on you.
You know what it is? It's the Benjamin Button effect. You're coming like this way.
Yeah. And Father Time is on a bullet train drinking some Jameson.
Exactly.
And he is, and they're all having a picnic. And you know what he's ready to do? He's going to give them kidney shots. And yet.
By the way, on a little serious note, I will say this. You doing so many jokes and talking about being sober was one of the things that actually made me start thinking about maybe I'm drinking too much and maybe I should start getting sober. So it was very – because you talked about it so much and made jokes about it, I actually kept going over it in my mind. I would always think about it. I'm like, you know, I feel like I'm drinking more and more. And this guy Darren, like – because I think I always thought, oh, if I'm not messed up all the time – then maybe I just won't be as funny or I won't find these situations or I won't do. And I just realized I just had to grow up a little bit. And, but you were a big part of that. I don't know if you ever, I don't think I ever told you that.
I appreciate that.
I wanted to say it for
you. You're welcome. So nice. Your transitions are seamless.
Do you want to?
I want you to know. I mean,
how did it end? Dude, that's what I do.
That transition was beautiful.
I have
beautiful.
An ADD mind.
It was beautiful. That's
I don't
fine.
Even know.
I followed
Hashtag segue.
Yeah.
I just go all over the place.
Dare I say, you ghosted alcohol. Is that the transition there?
Oh.
You know what? Oh, Jeff for the win.
Yeah.
No, just do my job, guys.
But I had the other day, I had this interesting thing. My friend was drinking Jack and Cokes, and I had a Coke, and we're in the middle of a conversation, and I wasn't paying attention, and I was like this.
What a wonderful surprise.
Oh boy, does it for you if you have a sip or if something happens? Because I had a sip of, there was like cans of, it was like this, like mm-hmm. hard, like there was seltzer and then there was like a hard seltzer thing or something. And I like took a sip and I'm like, and it's funny, it doesn't even, it's like sharks with like going after blood. I don't even have the taste for it anymore.
Like, well, it tasted like poison to me.
Yeah.
It tastes like poison.
That's actually the best thing because feeling so hungover the next day, mm-hmm. I literally felt like poison was coming out of my pores.
Yeah.
There was no other way to describe it of like, I feel like I'm kind of killing myself a little bit. And my body's like, this stuff does not belong in your system at all.
Well, let me tell you something. In getting sober, the best part, and I'm very grateful for it. It saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't understand. It's like, the best part about sobriety is you wake up, I get to wake up on my pillow with sober. Yeah. My head on my pillow sober, and I get to go to bed on my head, my pillow sober.
Oh.
And there's nothing better than that.
There's nothing better.
There's nothing better than that.
I used to, I remember being so hungover, and my favorite thing would be I would crack open like a seltzer in bed, and I'd get it from the fridge, be ice cold, and just drink it.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like this is like what, like a vampire drinking blood for the first time. Like it felt so good, but I was like, oh, my brain is just.
Yeah.
Anyway, we really.
So, back to ghosting.
So the 27-year-old, did you ever talk to her again?
No, never talked to her again.
So the Malibu Beach House, that's done.
But we were, you know, midway hooking up. She, you know, I got her.
Right, she has to be lifted,
I lifted her. I got her.
Did you do it?
I got her in that millennial position. No problem. Yeah.
I was like, from the thighs?
I was like, Alexa, put on some John Mayer. That's how hip I am, dude.
Alexa, put on some John Mayer. That needs to be the name of your comedy album. Alexa, put on John Mayer.
But then she goes like this. She goes, are you getting tired, old man?
Oh, she calls you old man.
She called me old man.
First off.
Which was great.
She knew you were older. That's part of the appeal.
Yeah. She knew, definitely daddy issues.
Yeah.
Definitely daddy issues. That's a daddy issue. If you're taking home a 47-year-old man.
I think you said you were 46.
46. Who looks 42 to Adam?
By the way.
You know, listen, you're 47? I was going to say 44. I was going to say 44, but wow. How do you do it, those 3 years? How do you contain 3 years on your life?
It's like Christmas with extended family with you. I feel like I should be opening gifts, but it just feels terrible. So anyway, we're going to play some games. Because that's what we're doing now.
We're going to play some games.
How do you like that for your segue?
By the way, this is the... I know I told you this the other day, about dating actresses.
Oh, yeah.
I think what we need to do is a minority report and have those precog. As soon as that girl says she's an actress, I want them to go, run! That is what would happen. That would be great. They just pop in.
They're... I will say, I went after many actresses in my time. And then I'm with my lovely Amy now, who's a writer... still a creative, but there is something nice about having someone who I'm just like, oh, you want to do this on camera? And she's like, no want at all to do on camera. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can corner this. Oh, we have a little, I think we're bringing it up on screen here soon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if we want to do this right, we have to cue it up. So can someone say, I'm an actress?
Hey, so Darren, I have someone that I'd really like you to meet. She's my cousin, and she went to Yale.
Oh, amazing.
Did I mention she's an actress? That's about, and then the helicopters come in, and then they drop in. This is SAG. SAG's dropping in, they're coming in right now.
SAG
like,
is coming. She's that like, is,
she hasn't paid her dues.
She hasn't paid her dues, we have SAG to, comes in.
SAG comes in.
By the way, that's so exaggeratedly long, and that's amazing. We should shoot a sketch like
that's so good. And that's the same actress. Do you recognize her from The Walking Dead? She's the one, like the skin people who they wear the dead skins on them.
I'm in due time.
So... What?
That's her.
She's not a Southern debutante.
She's British, but she's in. But well,
she does that.
She does because she British does people, they're, when they do English, American English, it comes across Southern.
I never know.
I'm not afraid of her.
So, swipe right, swipe left. When you're looking on these dating apps, I'm not on any dating apps,
but I have been on dating apps.
What's your go-to? Like, I mean, what makes you swipe right and what definitely makes you swipe left?
Italian women make me go right. The more Italian you are, the better.
Oh, boy.
Like, if you're dark hair, dark eyes. Like, I'm attracted to that. So, that's what I mean by that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like dark hair, dark eyes.
Dark hair, dark eyes?
Yeah. Like, if you had dark eyes, you'd be 14 on my list.
So.
Call back to the beginning
really?
Of the show.
Not 12? Not 11?
No, but since you thought I was 42? No, you should be.
What's the matter, Darren? 46? Oh, I thought you were 42.
Oh, look at this girl. She's got great getaway sticks.
All right. You know what? I answered that too fast.
I improvised
forgive
with you.
Forgive me.
I improvised with him. I was doing 1950s with you.
By the way, you come on the show, you get a cut from AfterBuzz TV, you get a side of guilt from Darren Capozzi. All right, next up, we're going to play some red flags.
But you didn't ask me about any more swiping.
What? Oh, right. I did. Sorry. You made me so mad I wanted to move to the next segment.
We can move to the next segment.
Wait, so swiping right for Italian women. Forgive me. Swiping left. Go. What makes you say no?
Ooh, that's a good question. Listen, it all comes down to looks. Let's be honest. Everything is a look game. So
no, it's not a personality.
It's not a personality
app.
Thing because here's the problem I have with those dating apps is you match with a person, then you start texting. In your head, you start making up their personality.
You start making it conducive to what you do.
Conducive to what you do, exactly.
Instead of going, this is a separate person with their own ideology, with their own personality. Yeah. That's the hardest thing, I think, when you're learning how to be together. This person is not you, and that's okay.
Yes.
Because we're all waiting forgive me for this callback, we're all waiting for a Never Been Kissed ending. We're all waiting for the perfect movie.
Can we put the ending of Never Been Kissed? So, I have no idea what he's talking about.
You have no idea what I'm talking about?
No, but
So Drew Barrymore, she's a reporter.
Oh, dude.
She goes back.
Email me the rest of the story later.
Gosh.
Oh, God.
You know what? Why did I have you on this show?
You lost me at Drew Barrymore.
What is wrong with Drew Barrymore?
Were you a virgin from 98 to 2015?
God. Here is the end. It's with Michael Vartan.
Michael Vartan.
Look at her.
Oh, he's a hockey player.
It's America's sweetheart. Yeah, hockey player.
Right?
They're at the end. He comes down to the mound.
Okay.
And he kisses her.
That's it.
What is your problem? Is that too much?
Because when Harry met Sally, that's a great ending. You could have said Major League when at the end he's limping away with his knee and then everyone's jumping around.
I really like the Cleveland reference. All right. We've done that. Let's look at a little... let's play some red flags.
Let's play red flags.
Jeff. do you want to go first?
Sure. I don't know how the game works, but sure.
All right. So what you're going to do is you're going to read.
If I had a book, my dating book's going to be called Stop Painting the Red Flags White.
Oh, that's good.
Chapter one would be Your Picker's Off.
So when that book drops, please.
I'm sorry. You're getting a text.
I'm getting a text. Why? Well, I keep the phone because
Why?
I do.
Why are you looking down?
I wasn't looking down.
We're about to play a game.
I'm making sure. Oh, my gosh. You are really something. All right. All right, you go. So, red flags. These are three red flags. I want you to pick what's the worst one. Absolute deal breaker. Do you read three that are questionable? But what's the one that you're like, no, I could not put up with this in a relationship?
On this right here?
On this right here. And read each one.
Okay. This one is dead.
It's happened.
Someone
out there had to have swiped right on someone on a dating app, thought everything was going to be great. Maybe they texted, and then they died.
Was Weekend at Bernie's.
That had to have happened.
Their two friends came and holding them up.
Yeah,
that could be Weekend Bernie's 3.
Oh yeah, swipe right.
Swipe right.
Yeah, swipe right for Bernie.
Bernie is a 60-year-old virgin.
Oh boy.
First of all,
new territory.
Mm.
You could blaze a trail.
I could blaze a trail.
You could be the first.
A 6-year-old version?
You don't want to be Neil Armstrong?
Did they land on the moon? Every conversation... I don't... Listen.
Really? Are we going to do that? What's next? You don't like vaccines? Go.
I had the mumps and the measles and chicken pox, so...
Turned out great.
Yeah, it turns out I'm doing great. Every now and then I just go... ends every conversation with, "You're dismissed." That's not a red flag. That's actually pretty badass.
I like it too, especially after sex. You're dismissed. Yeah. That'd be nice. You're dismissed.
You're dismissed.
With the little knock knock or the tap tap.
After, yeah, when I'm done with sex, I just kiss him on the ear and go, "You're welcome."
Really?
No.
"You're welcome." You ever had a woman after sex turn to you and go, "We just made a baby," and then just see what happens?
No.
And you're like, "No, I wore a condom." And like, and then he's like, "I'm kidding." And then you're like, "Why would you joke about that?"
Yeah, why would you joke about that?
You ever had that?
No.
Okay. Me neither.
Neither.
So, which one?
Did we play the game?
No, you just read them, but now you need to pick the absolute red flag.
Well, it's got to be, is dead.
That's it? I don't think the 6-year-old, well, I mean, you get over it.
You get over it? 6-year-old virgin? That's kind of hot.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah.
All right, it's dead.
It's dead.
It's a deal breaker.
It's a deal breaker.
All right.
Also, Adam, God bless you, but the fact that you hesitated on that one, are you making some kind of admission? The fact that there was any kind of hesitation with that one, when you got, I mean, the 6-year-old virgin one, like, I might go with a dead girl.
I might.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought, like, did you talk to the person before they died? Was it something special? I don't know.
That's fair.
Oh, well, that you wouldn't.
I'm just saying, it's not like a girl saying, "I wish I could date Abe Lincoln." I'm like, well, no, he's dead. Is that what you mean? Or do you mean you started to date them and then they died? You might carry that rose with you the rest of your life. I don't know.
I think the situation was like they are dead from the get-go.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, so it's like a sixth sense.
They're dead,
thing.
Yeah.
I got it. It's like a girl fell in love with Bruce Willis, and by the way, he's like, "Oh, I got shot at the beginning." She's like, "Oh, shit."
The question is, would you date a corpse?
Spoiler alert.
By the way, that movie's 20 years old, so if you held out this long, good for you. Anyway.
What are yours?
All right, puts air quotes around every word they say. Mm-hmm. Caramba. Knocks things out of strangers' hands while walking down the street. Are you having a seizure? What's wrong? Charges you a quarter every time you say a curse word. Well, if we're putting all the quarters together, do we like, do we get a vacation afterwards? Like, is sweet? Or is it like, "Oh, mister, you get a quarter in the swear jar." Like, I'm not going to do that.
No, no. How often do you swear, though?
Not very often. Is air quotes annoying?
Yeah, it's very annoying.
Okay, it might be...
air quotes, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, things that are strangers' hands, I'd watch that. I'd make YouTube videos
about
it.
That'd be amazing.
I call her the knocker.
Oh, wait, guys, wait till you meet my girlfriend. And wait till she has a cocktail. She just knocking things. Let her go. Just let her run. Let her run with it.
I'm going to say, puts the air quotes.
Yeah.
Can't do that. Air quotes, forget it. Jeff, what have you got in the booth, my lad?
Alrighty, let's see. I have one of these blank ones, Adam, so maybe you can fill me in here.
Oh, no.
So I have their sex tape with blank just went viral.
Oh.
So you guys can pick someone. As
Charlie Sheen, of course.
Their sex tape with Charlie Sheen just went viral.
Oh, shit.
Still really into MySpace.
Oh, boy.
And sells homemade pubic hair wigs.
Sells homemade pubic hair wigs.
I'm picking the biggest red flag, right?
Yeah.
I would say.
It's the biggest one for you.
The pubic hair one feels pretty questionable.
Yeah.
I feel like that is a deal breaker.
Charlie Sheen, I mean, good for you.
Yeah,
and then I feel like you're going to look like a winner after Charlie Sheen. Not that there's anything wrong with Charlie Sheen, but he's not going to take care of you in the long run.
Sex tapes have started big careers for celebrities. So if anything, if they leverage it for opportunity, there you go.
Ask Rob Lowe. So,
and the Kardashians as well.
That's a 40-year-old reference.
And you know what? He still went on to appear in the Oscars.
Do you think if Rob Lowe did that today, he slept with a 16-year-old?
Yeah, 15 or 16. 15
or 16.
She was underage.
She was
underage.
Video. Yeah, and on video.
Yeah.
That was back in the day when you could destroy it.
Isn't that funny? Elvis Presley married Priscilla. She was 14. Things that would never go today.
Never go today.
So, yeah. I feel like sometimes when people go, "Well, that's just the way it was." And people are like, "That's not fair." I'm like, "No, that's really the way it was."
Yep.
Look at what people did. By people, I mean older white guys.
Well, and, I mean, think about this. Eddie Murphy's now going out since he's doing a new comedy album. And he's apologizing for his Delirious and Raw.
Oh.
He's getting ahead of it.
Well, good for him.
Why? Those are great comedy albums. Why should he have to apologize?
I don't know. You probably think maybe I have to because people are going to be so upset by certain things. They're going to miss.
So upset.
They're going to miss the main thing of what I'm
trying
to do.
What happens is they're going to watch his new special and they're going to think he's amazing. And then they're like, "Let's go watch his old stuff." And then their heads are going to explode.
Never. Never. Got any dating advice you want to give to people out there? Or what you give yourself, like at 18? If you had to, like, all to do over again, come out here, anything you'd say?
Yeah, I think I would. Dating advice?
Dating advice. Get that music playing for you.
I would say people show you exactly who they are in their first 5 minutes.
Oh, boy.
So don't paint the red flags white, you know? Don't be like, "Oh, yeah, she said A, B, and C, but I got a lake full of white paint, so let me just take that red flag and just toss it in there because I've got to absorb it at the bottom." I would say, have boundaries for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Set your own boundaries.
Set your own boundaries.
It's a, yeah.
Okay. I like that. I like that. I want to read a little quote here.
He hated my advice, and he just jumped right to the quote.
No, wrapping up the show here at the end.
Show's over.
Dating is like swimming upstream in an angry river. Dating in L.A. is like finding out that river is actually made of acid and filled with hungry crocodiles. My name is Adam Carr. I want to thank you for joining us for episode two here. We want to give a special thanks to Mr. Darren Kaposi for coming out, sharing your
thank
life
you.
With us and your jokes.
Thank
Mr.
You.
Jeff Graham in the booth, our family here at AfterBuzz TV. We love you, and we will see you guys next week for episode three. Take care.
That's great. I didn't
and
know.
Goodbye.
I didn't know
Kevin
crocodiles
Undergaro
could swim
and
in acid.
Me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.